Navigating the Great Indoors.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Apple officials are being their usual secretive selves and not saying why, but the company's just bought a Silicon Valley startup called Wi-Fi Slam. The Wall Street Journal puts the deal in the $20 million range. And what does Wi-Fi Slam do? Well, it has the technology that can figure out a smartphone user's location inside, where satellite GPS navigation signals are a little vague. Lindsay Turrentine is editor-in-chief of CNET Reviews.
This small company called Wi-Fi Slam helps with indoor mapping. So think map of an airport and all of the destinations within the airport or a shopping mall.
And what's so interesting about this, when you're inside, is that your smartphone has trouble navigating. Often it can't pick up the satellite GPS signal and the phone doesn't quite know where you are.
That's right. And so you don't get the, you know, when you think about using maps, which are pretty mature on your phone now, you can definitely tell the difference between a gas station and the museum next door. But once you try to use your map to navigate the museum, it gets more difficult. A technology like this would use Wi-Fi to help triangulate your location and tell you what's right around the corner.
Now, why would a company like Apple be so interested in helping you navigate inside, let's say, a mall?
Well, Apple is a little bit behind in the mapping wars. Google has a huge head start when it comes to collecting data. And in fact, Google Street View does show the inside of certain destinations. So if you want to walk around MoMA in New York, Street Map will give you a view of the inside of that museum.
Let's say you're in the Museum of Modern Art and your phone could guide you to the Alexander Calder Mobile and tell you more about it. And that's sort of making the world a better place. But it also could be used to let you know, if you pop over to the museum restaurant today, you'll get 12% off.
Or to tell your husband that you're over there. You know, you've lost your spouse in the museum.
Exactly, because we're often losing one significant other in a museum. Other companies have a bit of a head start here. I saw that, for instance, Facebook was giving out Wi-Fi wireless routers to some merchants to help with determining location in interior spaces.
Also, Nokia, Bing and Nokia have the first sort of indoor mapping technology currently available on a phone. So there's a little bit out there already, and I think there are a lot of companies very interested in this technology.
Well, Lindsay, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Lindsay Turrentine at CNET Reviews. There is a privacy angle here. On the same day Apple bought Wi-Fi Slam, an academic study came out showing it's quite easy to identify someone by tracking their movements digitally. Researchers writing in Scientific Reports studied 15 months of human movements and conclude all they need is 4 pieces of location data to figure out who most people are. The authors call this anonymity risk. Among the implications, when companies gather location data without names and addresses, that doesn't necessarily protect privacy.